It's no surprise the earthquake in Japan forced Japanese auto plants to shut down temporarily. Toyota's plants are idle until the 26th, Honda until the 27th.
But American automakers are feeling it as well. They can't get the parts they need, so there are no cars to assemble on the assembly line.
And that means hundreds of people out of work in the U.S., waiting for the wheels of industry to begin turning again.
Not arriving just in time or at any time. The earthquake breaks the supply chain. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 23rd. We don't think about that supply chain until it breaks.
Well, we're learning a lot about the global supply chain and industry after industry, thinking about the impact of the Japanese disasters. Let's look at the morning's top news. We begin in Libya. This familiar voice. Muammar Gaddafi there, appearing on Libyan state television for the first time since the airstrikes began. Hours later. The sound there of tracer fire lighting up the skies above the capital Tripoli as Allied forces continue to take out Libya's air defenses. Admiral Samuel Locklear, commander of U.S. naval forces in Europe and Africa, says ground battles continue to rage across the country.
Regime forces of Gaddafi have to stop advancing on Benghazi. They have to pull back from Zawiya, Ajubaya, Bizarrata. They have not done that.
And indeed, those places are battle zones. Here's a doctor in Misrata.
No light, the center of Misrata, working on generator, no water. The situation is so serious. I'm calling the international community just to come and protect the civilians here.
And here's a voice from the eastern city of Ajdabia.
They warned us, and they said, if you are not laying down your weapons, we are going to kill a lot of people. We have no weapons to lay down.
And so that man fled the city. Meanwhile, President Obama and allied leaders are still working out who will be in charge of this military operation over Libya once the U.S. pulls back.
In Syria, security forces attacked protesters who'd taken refuge in a mosque in the southern city of Daraa this morning, killing six people. It's part of an ongoing crackdown in the city that's left more than a dozen people dead. We're also getting reports this morning of protests in Syria's second largest city of Aleppo. And there are ominous signs in Yemen this morning. The opposition has rejected President Ali Saleh's proposal to resign at the end of the year, and clashes have started to erupt between soldiers on both sides. U.S. officials say they're worried a power vacuum in Yemen could provide an opening for al-Qaeda.
Radioactive smoke has led to another evacuation this morning at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant. Meanwhile, the U.S. is the first nation to block food imports from the radiation zone in Japan. And now Japanese officials say babies in Tokyo should not be given water from the tap. The radiation in that city's tap water tested twice the level considered safe for infants on radiation.
And here at home, new census numbers show Detroit's population dropped by 25% over the last decade. That's the largest percentage drop in history for any American city with more than 100,000 residents. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,018, the S&P at 1,293, the NASDAQ at 2683. Well, coming up this morning, well, John, do you think you have good grammar? Perfect grammar?
My grammar, you know, it's all right.
It's okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, ask my mother, though. She's constantly listening. She's very vigilant.
My mother was an English teacher and corrected my grammar all the time, which I found annoying. But there are people who say, look, good grammar is extremely important, and others who say, why worry about it? But has
it's important
the way
to speak good.
Is the way you
really important.
Is the way you the way you speak, has it helped you or hurt you? Let's get this conversation started. Someone from Lincoln, Rhode Island wrote it on our site. When I moved to New England, from New England to the Deep South, I found the way I spoke seemed crass and borderline impolite to most Southerners. Luckily, it didn't prevent me from getting a teaching job, but it made it difficult for all members of my family to establish social ties until we caught on to the niceties of talking Southern.
Nothing in the fact no one knew what they were talking about when she said ka.
Give us a call with your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.